Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, that's the theme tune for Sex and the City, of course, and its spin-off series, and Just Like That, is now in its third series. But eagle-eyed fans spotted a glaring plot hole in the most recent episode, and while this might seem like a massive fail for that show's producers, you might be surprised to hear about the other huge TV shows who've also slipped up with plot mistakes. And Deirdre Malumbi, pop culture and entertainment expert, is here to talk us through them all. So Deirdre, this happens from time to time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Characters, you know, reappearing from the dead, characters' ages staying the same for a number of years or seasons.
With no explanation often for these things.
No explanation, no.
So take us through then what happened with And Just Like That in this latest episode, which has got everybody talking.
Yeah, so there's a character called Lisa who would be outside, you know, the core of, like, you know, Carrie and Samantha and all of those. And she's played by Nicole Ari Parker. And she explains that she's just learned that her 90-year-old father had died. And this character actually had just appeared a few episodes prior. However, a number of And Just Like That fans remembered, hang on, didn't Lisa also say in one of the first episodes of And Just Like That, I was exactly the same when my father died last year? So did her father die twice? Now, the And Just Like That writers have kind of come out and said, okay, well, the first dad was actually her stepdad and this is her biological dad. But then fans are also like, yeah, but then why didn't you say your stepdad died the first time? So yeah, there's a bit of inconsistency there.
There is a little bit. But listen, they're not the only ones, as we say, because one of the biggest sitcom favourites, Friends, poor old Friends, they had some plot slip-ups, a couple of them, right? The first one, Rachel and Chandler, how did they become friends?
Yeah, so in the very first episode, the pilot, if you will, Chandler and Rachel are kind of introduced to one another as if they've never met before. However, people who are fans of Friends will remember that there have been a number of flashbacks across the show which show that Chandler and Rachel actually met a number of times, including spending a number of Thanksgivings together when they were teenagers. And they even kissed one another at a college party. And yet somehow these two characters don't remember each other. Now, I personally have a theory about this, which is that when we initially meet Rachel, she's quite a, like, self-centered and kind of bratty character. So it wouldn't be a surprise to me if she had forgotten having met a character like Chandler. And my theory is that Chandler kind of went along with this and he was embarrassed and he didn't want to, like, actually reveal to Rachel, actually, we've met a few times before. So he just goes with it. So that's my own theory. But that just could be because I'm a diehard Friends fan and I will defend it to the
end.
You
won't hear a bad word said against it. But surely there are people whose job it is to look after the narrative, you know, to make sure that everything fits, you would imagine.
Yeah. You would think so, yeah. I mean, I think the thing about And Just Like That is the fact that it's only three seasons in and they're already making a big mistake like this, whereas something like Friends, you know, that went on for 10 years and you kind of would be maybe a little more forgiving to the writers about, okay, well, maybe they forgot that they wrote this, you know, a number of years ago. But yeah, I mean, usually you would have like a script supervisor on set who would, you know, be keeping an eye out for things like this. But yeah, apparently when it comes to TV shows, it's a bit more anything goes.
Yeah, well, listen, it is fiction, isn't it? Yeah. Now, but it has to be believable too, which is why fans get so irate about things like this, including the confusion around Bruce Willis when he was a guest star in Friends, when he appeared and how he was greeted at that time. Mm-hmm. What happened with that?
I mean, what was so funny about it was that Joey and Chandler talk about the fact that they are massive diehard fans, you know, earlier in the series, and then the fact that, like, Bruce Willis kind of appeared, it was a weird kind of juxtaposition of worlds. It's like, okay, so what's reality, what's movies, because Bruce Willis is actually here and yet Joey and Chandler can't recognize that, you know, this is their big hero. So that was kind of a funny one. But Friends made a number of other errors. Ross's birthday, for example, changes across the series. He says it's March, December and October at different points. His age, this is Ross again, his age doesn't change for 3 years between seasons 3 and 5. He manages to stay 20. If only we could all do the same.
Rachel's birthday changes. I don't know about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not a massive Friends fan, but I'll I'll defend them on this score. Yeah. Like, if you're writing a series about people who are 29, mm-hmm. then why should their ages change? Well, I suppose their other, the narrative changes in other ways, so their age has to change. Does that make sense?
I think as well, there's kind of, there was a lot of messiness caused sometimes by individual episodes, particularly I think when the flashbacks are brought in, then that's when you get into kind of messy territory. And an episode like the one where everyone turns 30 would suggest that they all turn 30 in the same year, but that's actually impossible. Mm-hmm. Rachel's pregnancy also lasted for over a year because she reveals that she's pregnant at Monica and Chandler's wedding in May, but then she only goes into labour the following summer. So that was also kind of a big plot hole that some fan noticed.
So the birthdays then, just to go back on that, Ross's was all over the place.
Yeah.
Was Chandler's all over the place as well, or was that okay? Chandler was okay. It was Rachel's birthday changing.
Yeah, hers changes a lot. Monica's age as well is a bit problematic. She claims that she's 26 in season one. People will remember she was like, I was meant to achieve this by 26. I haven't been in a long-term relationship, blah, blah, blah. But then she has her 30th birthday in season seven. So somehow she has aged just 4 years in the span of seven. So I suppose the reason why people get a bit irate about the friends' birthdays is because the whole idea is we're meant to kind of be following these characters in their 20s, kind of progressing into their, you know, early 30s. And a lot of people who, you know, would have watched the show at the time would have been going through those stages. So I suppose they would have liked to keep up exactly with kind of what stages of life that they were. Yeah. But there's a bit of inconsistency
Not jumping just the 4 years in seven.
Yeah.
Now let's move to another one, Frasier. So this, of course, the comedy series about the Boston psychiatrist and the Cheers regular, also messed up on a plot line, but they tried to fix this, did they?
Yeah, this was an interesting one because Frasier is one of the examples of one of those shows that actually noticed the error that they made and they kind of tried to lean into it, tried to excuse it. So basically, there was an episode of Cheers in which Frasier talks about the fact that his parents had both died. He also talked about the fact that they were both wealthy scientists. However, the actual central plot point of Frasier is that the character is moving back to his hometown of Seattle to care for his ailing father, who is now, you know, alive. And he's actually a retired police. He's a retired police officer. Now, there is a point in season two where Frasier actually explains that he was mad at his father at the time, kind of embarrassed by him, and pretended that he was dead. So, you know, it is, at least it is kind of explained, whereas a lot of these shows just kind of ignore the fact completely.
Yeah, they acknowledged it at least with a fairly lame explanation, right? Now, so many people will have watched The Simpsons, some people multiple times, and the more you watch, the more likely you are to perhaps pick up on some inconsistencies, including this one.
So what's your story, Seymour? If that is your real name.
Well, obviously it isn't. My real name is Armin Tamzarian. I'm an orphan from Capital City, and those who recall my fight to outlaw teenage rudeness may be shocked to learn that I myself was once a street punk. Oh yeah, the way I was headed, it was just a matter of time before I wound up in front of a judge. They gave me a choice. Jail, the army, or apologizing to the judge and the old lady. No, of course, if I'd known there was a war going on, I probably would have apologized.
So who is Armin Tamzarian, Deirdre?
So this is the real identity of Principal Seymour Skinner. So fans of The Simpsons might remember that kind of golden age of The Simpsons, of which like season nine was part of. And basically it's revealed in one episode that Principal Seymour Skinner isn't Skinner at all, but Armin Tamzarian. He had been fighting in Vietnam alongside the real Seymour Skinner. He thought that his companion had died in combat. So he does the logical thing and goes back to the town of Springfield and essentially takes over his identity and life. Now, Skinner was a character that fans had obviously invested like years in at this point, and what he did was really quite despicable. You know, like he tricked the man's own mother that he was her son, which is quite horrible. And then the end of the episode is kind of surreal as well, in that the real Skinner has actually come back. So Armin has kind of, you know, left because he wants, you know, the real Skinner to, you know, act as the real Skinner. But the town, including the man's mother have decided, no, they actually prefer Armin. They ship Skinner away and Armin is back and he's going to be Seymour Skinner, and they're basically never going to talk about the fact that he is actually Armin Tamzarian ever again. So it was a very tonally weird kind of episode. I know that they were trying to go for a bit of humour, but I think everyone was just left very uncomfortable with it. The writers have never kind of integrated this storyline into The Simpsons since. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've had years and years of The Simpsons ever since there, because the storyline just garnered so much controversy and so much criticism at the time.
So they just ignored it. Nothing to see here, and yeah, everybody just move on.
Yeah, like the town of Springfield.
A listener has said the whole of the final season of Game of Thrones was full of plot mistakes. Mm. And we remember, of course, when it came out, everybody was really annoyed at the last season of Game of Thrones, weren't they?
Yeah, and I remember there was one storyline where the character of Melisandre, she has this necklace which whenever she takes it off, she turns into this like decrepit old woman, like that's her like real identity. But before that, we'd seen several times in the series that she took off the necklace and
she
didn't
turn
into this kind of decrepit old woman. So yeah, there were definitely some inconsistencies.
It only works
there
sometimes. Desperate Housewives then, I mean, far-fetched storylines, but there are some plot holes in there too.
Yeah, there were inconsistencies about the timeline when Tom and Lynette arrived on Wisteria Lane. There's a point where Susan's house burned down and then years later she shows this stick that she used to measure her daughter's height as a kid, which realistically wouldn't have survived the fire. A lot of people from the modelling community were kind of irked by the fact that the character of Gabby says that she was a runway model when she was only 5'2". Like, you'd need to be at least 5'9" typically to be a runway model. There were also like a number of relatives and characters who only appeared as a one-off in the series, including biological children who would appear and then they were shipped off and they were never spoken about again. I think that you would talk about your kids again, realistically.
They clearly just didn't care what they did, and Desperate, it was successful and they were going to do what they wanted, right?
Had to move on to the next drama, you know.
Deirdre, thank you so much for taking us through some of TV's most shocking plot holes. That's Deirdre Malumbi, who's a pop culture and entertainment expert.